Well, shares across European markets continue to fall as the continuing political uncertainty in Greece undermines investor confidence. Bank shares particularly badly hit today. Let's get the thoughts of our man on the trading floor of global forex broker Alpari, James Hughes. James, another bad start to the week.
Yeah, it seems so. These markets are obviously very jittery still over what's going on in both Greece and what's going on in Spain as well. The Greece situation has yet again taken another turn, and that's why we're seeing these big falls yet again on the market so far. There's the issue that everyone has now, and the big talking point is the possible withdrawal of Greece from the Eurozone. Whether that would be a huge deal for the Eurozone or a bigger deal for Greece, of course, is yet to be seen. But that's the big worry this time, as the parties still fail to get together and join a coalition government and even refuse to have meetings. So the uncertainty is carrying on.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than uncertainty, is there, for markets? And it seems to be going on. All the talks to form a coalition government have hit a brick wall so far in Greece. And I mentioned bank shares particularly badly hit because they're, of course, worried about contagion and this spreading.
Well, yeah, of course, and this is going back to the same sort of things we've been talking about for almost 18 months, 2 years now with this whole crisis, where we saw the initial problem with Greece and we worried about contagion, and we did see that contagion, and we're almost going full circle again. We're back to worrying about Greece for what's possibly the third session now, and it's again, contagion is the worry. So of course you're looking in Spain, you've got the new government in France, which is adding yet more uncertainty to what's going on. The same countries like Portugal and Italy, who people are still worried about, and this time the problem of Greece is that, of course, it may come out of the euro totally.
Of course, the problem is, James, just when we think the worst might be over, and we've had a few false dawns over the last 18 months or so, then you suddenly think, God, this could get even worse, and you know, there's no end in sight at the moment.
Well, no, that's exactly the point. I mean, we've had these issues going on for, as I say, almost 2 years now. So if you look at, you go back to the issue with Greece, we solved it first time with a bailout. Then we worried about Spain and Greece yet again and had their second bailout. And it was just recently where I think a lot of people were starting to think that the worst was over. Even some of the officials, Angela Merkel, came out saying the same sort of things, that these issues were maybe starting to ebb away a little bit. But of course, now it's completely blown up in our faces yet again. And there is an old cliche in the markets, and that is that the markets hate uncertainty. And that is exactly what we've got in every area of this Eurozone crisis now. We've got markets heavily off and bond yields flying higher yet again.
And what about the price of gold? I expect that's going up as well.
Well, of course, that gold is always that safe haven side of things. So when the markets get so volatile and nobody knows where to put their money, it tends to go back into those gold prices. So that's again, you're getting back to these same sort of markets that we seem to come to every 6 months or so.